Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by our Royals insider, Josh Vernier, getting you ready for Jack Caglione, who is set to make his Major League debut coming up in about 2.5 hours. You can hear that right here on 96.5 The Fan. Vern, how you doing today, my man?
I'm doing very well. Excited for this.
Absolutely. Vern, how many of these days have you had in your career? Because I'm just trying to think back over time. Alex Gordon's debut was on opening day. Just a very different experience. Same thing for Bobby Witt Jr. We're talking about this is a random Tuesday in June that feels like it's maybe the biggest regular season game that they've had so far. How many of these kind of games have you been a part of?
If we exclude the opening day debuts, there's only one that really comes to mind. It was in a very similar situation in that it was a college prospect, a highly touted first-round pick, Ryan Braun with Milwaukee. He got called up early in, what year was that? I don't even know, man. 2007, 2008, I was in Milwaukee. They were in San Diego, so I wasn't with the team. But, yeah, there was tons of hype around him, and, man, he hit the ground running, won Rookie of the Year, went on to win MVP, took a bunch of steroids, and really ruined his legacy. But, yeah, that was cool in the moment.
I understand that everybody wants to see their team win a championship, but you know this, Vern. There's other exciting moments that happen along the way. This is, in my opinion, one of the most exciting things that you can have. This is having the five-star quarterback that decides to commit to your school. This is having the great one-and-done player that you think can help you make a deep run in the NCAA tournament. Like right now, the player comparisons that are being thrown out there are lofty. We're hearing Shohei. We're hearing Aaron Judge. We're hearing Pete Alonso. But right now, none of it seems so far-fetched given how quickly we've seen him move up through the minor leagues.
Yeah, and I think that should give Royals fans confidence that this isn't a dice roll that the Royals are taking here with Jack Caglione. Not saying that he's going to dominate tonight. I'm not even saying that he might not need to return to Omaha at some point to get something worked out. That could happen, but this is a big leaguer, right? This is a guy that is going to just look at tonight's game. How early into the pitcher's meeting is the name Jack Caglione brought up when you're getting ready for this Royals lineup? Now, obviously, that pitcher's meeting begins with you can't let Bobby Witt Jr. beat you, but where do you go to next? You know, if you're Andre Pallante, the right-hander that's starting tonight for the Cardinals, where do you look in this lineup? You see Bobby Witt Jr. and then that mutant in the sixth spot as designated hitter. So, you know, this isn't... And I'm sure this is obvious to most, But this isn't the Nicky Lopez, the Adalberto, even the Adalberto Mondesi. This isn't the man, he has all the talent in the world. Let's see if it comes together. No, he's here. He's going to be a Royal for the foreseeable future. And teaming up with Bobby Witt Jr., you suddenly have two of the most marketable big leaguers on the planet repping Kansas City. You know, Bobby with his five-tool dynamic talent, and then Cags with the power, the size, and the good looks. For Kansas City to have two of the most recognizable, I think this is where they'll end up, two of the most recognizable big leaguers, makes me really feel as if, C-Dot, we're entering a new era of Royals baseball. You know, beginning today, with these two kind of leading the way, if last year was a first step into this new era, calling up Jack Caglione kind of completes it. And it's an era that I look at, it's about a half decade. I'm not saying it ends at a half decade, but at the end of the 2030 season, Bobby Witt Jr. has a decision to make. He can opt out of his contract, and I would imagine likely will. Not to say that he can't sign a new one, but from now until then, the job is to convince Bobby that it don't get any better than how you have it right here in Kansas City. From the new stadium to how aggressively they attack the offseason, how aggressively they attack the draft, both first year and international. To me, starting today, the goal is World Series every single season. Yes, it's to compete every year, to get to the playoffs every single season, but the goal is to win the whole dang thing, not just get there, because when you have these two players, sure, John Sherman's going to spend, you know, J.J. Piccolo's going to scout and draft, and hopefully they continue to do everything that they've done of late, but now to me, the focus narrows. When you have two players of this caliber, and you know you have them for the next 5.5 years, the goals change. The expectations change. You have difference makers in the middle. So from ownership to the front office, coaching staff, and the players, it's, to me, a new era of Royals baseball with these two leading the way.
I don't know if the Royals have ever had a prospect like this. Like, we were talking about, you know, the debut and some of the big days that we've had. Like, I was here whenever Zach Greinke made his first start. It was a buzz at the stadium. When Hosmer, when Moose, when those guys made their start, I'm talking about the pure prospect of it. When you hear the power numbers, we had J.J. Cooper on, and you know that not many people know Major League Baseball prospects like him. He says that Jack has the best raw power of any Royals prospect since Bo Jackson. The Royals have had some great prospects. I don't know if they've had many great power-hitting prospects, and I think that's a big reason why the hype is so high for him.
Yeah, sure, yeah. Having the ability to lead Major League Baseball in home runs will certainly get the people excited. No, there's nobody since Bo Jackson with more power than Jack Caglione. And prior to Bo Jackson, I mean, I could make something up, but no, I mean, John Mayberry didn't start in this organization. Clint Hurdle didn't have that type of power. George Brett didn't have that type of Yes, be excited for the power, again, to go back to what I was talking about, to have someone that needs to come up very quickly in those pitchers' meetings because he can change the game with one swing of the bat. And you look at how it switches up this lineup now. I'm glad to see Michael jump to the three spot. You get real Lorenzo Cain vibes from him in the three spot, right? A guy that can do it all isn't going to hit for a ton of home run power, but can run into plenty of doubles and certainly a handful of triples. And you kind of clump together the big oafs in Vinny, Salvi, and Cags. And then the guys that you were asking to do stuff that they weren't capable of doing, right? The Waters and Lofton and Isbell, who have had outstanding seasons. But we're looking at them going, hey, hit some more home runs. No, we've never been home run hitters. That's not our job. No, Salvi, Vinny, Cags, these are guys that can now change the game with one swing to go along with Bobby Witt Jr. And you can play your speed, classic, athletic Kansas City Royals baseball now from 7-8-9 and flip the lineup over to India, Bobby, and Michael. Really like the flow of this team because it was just in a spot where – you were asking a bunch of Punch and Judy's to put together four or five singles to scratch across a crooked number. Now you add at least one more bat that can do that with one swing at the dish. Now you probably need, well, you certainly need one more, but the trade deadline's still more than a month and a half away. So there's plenty of time to find that additional bat, that additional thump that the middle of this lineup will certainly need.
Right now, we're talking to our Royals insider, Josh Vernier, getting his thoughts on Jack Caglione, who is set to make his major league debut. You're going to hear Vern start his pregame show coming up in about an hour and a half or so. You know I love a good cross-sport comparison. I remember listening to a podcast that Kevin Durant was on, and he was talking about the biggest challenge for him when he joined the NBA was playing defense. He was like, I'm constantly running through screens, and I've never had to deal with that before. When you had to, or when you've seen prospects like this, what is the biggest thing that they struggle with? What is the biggest change from, I dominated college, I dominated the minors, and it's going to take me a little bit of adjusting now that I'm in the majors?
Failure. The thing that most people struggle with in any profession, the thing that all ball players struggle with, and when you need only 70-some-odd minor league games before you make your big league debut, you haven't really faced adversity. You know, Bobby Witt Jr. didn't really face adversity until he made it to the big leagues and faced a few months of adversity. And then the next season faced another month of adversity. And it's been a yellow brick road basically ever since for Bob. You know, Cags is going to have his rough patch. But again, that's why this isn't the dream scenario, right? He's not joining a team that is steamrolling towards a division title with a red-hot offense. That was the dream scenario. You know, Cags coming in and being the second name that is brought up in a pitcher's meeting was not the dream scenario. So he's here because of that, because this team was absolutely desperate for some power. MJ is in Omaha. Renfro is taking care of his kids. And Michael Massey's now, you know, out of the lineup. These were three guys that you believed in, that you were banking on, that you were expecting something out of coming into the season, and it's a big over across the board. So, yeah, Cags is here, but this, again, isn't the dream scenario, or as JJ said earlier today with Cody and Gold, no, this isn't the ideal scenario, but the expectations are get to October, and now that you're starting the clock with Jack Caglione, the expectation is it's a new era of Royals baseball where you do whatever it takes for the bottom line, right? The attitude that this organization had in 2015, to me, is now the attitude that they have for the foreseeable future.
Vern, what do you make of the date of the call-up? I'm sure by now you've heard the clip with David Sampson basically saying this was a silly move, that the Royals should have waited 14 days to make this decision. I've heard some contrasting reports that this has been overblown, that the Royals are obviously very aware of where they are. What do you make of this controversy and the Royals calling him up when they did?
Yeah, I don't know who it's a controversy to. That's my issue. I heard one person say that it's controversial, and that one person is a relatively unknown, so I'm not going to pay him much mind. I hear baseball people celebrating the fact that Jack Caglione is here because he's earned it with his play, and coupled with a team that has October aspirations, he deserves to be here. He should be here. He is here, and to me, that's the end of the story.
Vern, how much of this do you think is about the player? How much of this do you think is hitting the panic button? I think it's a good mix of the two, but the Royals just can't tell me, from everything that they have done from a before Memorial Day up until bringing up Jack Caglione, they were moving so many chess pieces around. They were pressing so many different buttons, but there was one card left to play, and now they played that wild draw four. Some of it has to be them pressing the panic button after a weekend in which they only scored one run and then had an off day. How much of this do you think is about the player prospect? How much of this do you think is the Royals pressing the panic button?
I'd say 60-40, 65-35. Jack earning it over the team's free fall offensively. But there's no getting around this weekend. This series loss at home to the Detroit Tigers, almost, I understand there's 102 games still to play. But unless some sort of injury befalls the Detroit Tigers, the Royals shouldn't pay attention to the Tigers anymore. If they stay atop the division, you ain't winning the division. And that happened not because the Royals are a bad team. It happened because the Royals are an all-time offensive offense. It's finally getting them. You know, I 2 weeks into the season, we had people calling into the post-game show, and I'm sure writing into your show saying, oh, you know, see, not this offense is killing us. And, you know, I'd laugh them off because the Royals are on pace to win 90-some-odd games. Nothing's killing them. The offense, give them some time. Why wouldn't you give them some time? The pitching is holding it down. Give them some time. Okay, MJ's gone. Okay, well, give them some time. You're still on pace to win more than 89 games this season. Okay, Renfro's gone. Okay, Massey's not hitting. All of a sudden, you're on pace to win 83, 85 games. The division is slipping away. No, you need to do something because as the division slips away, the opportunity to get into October, the options slip away. Cags earned it because everything that you were hoping to see from him in week one, you saw. Everything you were hoping to see in week two from him offensively, you continued to see as far as, yeah, the chase is still there, but you saw, at least I did, diving into the at-bats, you saw a better eye for the plate, but you continued to see a guy that's just bigger and stronger than his competition, a guy that wasn't being challenged at the level he needed to be challenged at. So it all adds up to what we're in store for tonight, and that is the 22-year-old's big league debut.
I really reject the notion that the Royals are bringing Jack to come in and be some savior, and I think that anybody kind of holding him to that, you just created an even more unrealistic expectation. Who needs to be the savior for the Royals is Salvador Perez. Who needs to be the savior for the Royals is Vinny Pasquantino. None of this matters if those guys continue to give you offensively what they've basically given you since last September.
Yeah, without question. Vinny's last 10 days, he's looking more like Vinny. Now, throughout the month of May, the numbered fella hit .336 since the start of May. So, you know, he's hitting the ball. The question is he going to get it done with runners in scoring position? Yes was the answer this weekend. He's the reason why you won that game on Saturday. And now he's starting to look, again, a small sample size of 10 days, 11 days. But he's looking more and more like the undeniable one that we saw a season ago. Last 10 days, 4 walks, 4 strikeouts. That's the balance that made Vinny, an all-star caliber first baseman. So good signs from him. Good signs from Jonathan India. Bobby's always a stud. And obviously you need Salvi to be better. But again, you need Salvi out of the cleanup spot. I'll say it again. It's unfair to ask a 35-year-old to catch in Kansas City and ask him to lead your team to a division title. Now, maybe you can backdoor into the third wildcard spot if you're going to rely on Salvi to do all that again this year. But whether it's Cags, whether it's Michael, whether it's a trade deadline acquisition, Salvi needs to find himself down in that 6 or 7 spot come September.
Right now, we're talking to our Royals insider, Josh Vernier, for a few more minutes here, just getting his thoughts ahead of Jack Caglione, who is set to make his major league debut. The lineup is always going to be a topic of conversation. I don't have any issues with it. I guess we're just going to continue to argue about where Jonathan India should hit. I feel like we've been doing that long enough. I'm not super interested in continuing that argument. Having Jack Caglione be the DH today and hit 6th, that seems right to me. He's only played 14 games in the outfield in his minor league career. I think they're going to have him play a little bit of first base as well, some places that he feels comfortable, but putting him in the lineup, getting him consistent ABs, I mean, that's the number one focus. And to me, trying to make this process as seamless as possible.
Well, he's here for his bat. Put him in right field, and you're going to take his bat out of the game late in games. So, yeah, that's the decision. What do you prioritize? The first 3 trips to the dish or Cag's bat being available for the duration of the game? If he's in right field and you find yourself up by 1 run in the 8th inning, he's coming out of there. And likely will for the foreseeable future. I'm talking about the rest of this season. So, yeah, get ready to see him as the designated hitter until you get to a place where he's not a liability late in the game in right field. Yeah, starting him off as a designated hitter once again shows that this is not the dream scenario. The dream scenario was he's ready to go in the corner outfield, and again, he's joining a team steamrolling towards the postseason. But instead, it's a team that has lost 8 straight games as home favorites, and a team that is now just 2 games above 500.
This is my best-case scenario for Jack Caglione this season, that he is asked to participate in the Home Run Derby, and he is in the conversation for Rookie of the Year. That means things, I would say, went pretty well for him this year. Not talking about a player comparison and throwing out Pete Alonso and Aaron Judge, like something concrete. Hey, what could this potentially be? How do you see this? What's the best-case scenario? What do you think he could be for the final 100 games of the season?
Yeah, I'll sign off on your best case scenario. That sounds good to me. What do I foresee? I don't know. I'm excited to watch what he does.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm not expecting him to be a savior. I'm expecting him to offer a threat of thump to a lineup that was devoid of it. He's an outstanding young man. He's going to be a great clubhouse addition. Girls in Kansas City are going to go crazy for him. We'll see if he brings people to the yard outside of the Yankee series. I'm excited to watch him. I'm excited to watch him, but I'm more excited to watch this pitching staff to see if they can keep it up.
One thing you never want them to say about your lineup is that it is devoid of thump. You never want to be devoid of thump in your lineup. Last couple of things here, Vern. I've said this. There is one thing that I feel very confident in. I think he's going to hit. He has hit at every single level. He hit at Florida. He hit in AA. He hit in AAA. Maybe he doesn't hit 320 the way that he did down in Omaha, but I could see him hitting 240 with some pop and also able to drive some runs in for you. I also feel like he's going to strike out a bunch. Like, it is going to be noticeable how much he strikes out in this, especially in this early part.
Yeah, we'll see. Listen, I'm excited to watch. Yeah, I don't have expectations because, again, I'm not asking the kid to lead this team anywhere. We'll see. We were expecting a bunch of strikeouts in Omaha, and that didn't happen. The guy's special, right? 70-some-odd games before you make your big league debut, you're a good player. Again, like I said at the beginning, this isn't a dice roll. This is a legitimate big leaguer. Does he ever see Omaha again? Yeah, possibly. Certainly that could happen. But for the next 6 years, Jack Caglione's going to hit in the middle of the lineup for the Kansas City Royals. He'll be paid handsomely at the tail end, and who knows, maybe it lasts longer than that. Maybe this combo of Bobby and Jack is going to go down as the Mahomes and Kelsey of this side of the parking lot.
Vern, I'll get you out of here with this. Where are your baseball cards? Because I know that 12-year-old Vern had a bunch of baseball cards. Why are you not on the island somewhere? Where are they?
They are in a Chewy box in the basement.
Okay. When was the last time you gone down there just to remind yourself of what you have? You might be sitting on gold and you don't even know it.
Oh, I ordered some baseball cards about a week ago. I got an email and it worked. It hooked me. So I was just down there yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Okay, that is our guy, Josh Vernier. You're joining us on the show. Future millionaire, it sounds like.
It's pretty
like.
Cool. You know, growing up, opening up a card and being like, wow, you know what? I've never had a Bryce Harper card. I've never had an Aaron Judge card. It was a cool moment for I never had a Freddie Fermin card until yesterday, so I'm glad to have that one.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.